Kevin Ingram with our Geico Player of the Game. Junior out of Renz, Georgia, Sean Walker, scored both of Vanderbilt's touchdowns tonight, one receiving and one rushing on a double reverse. And, Sean, I know for everybody on this Vanderbilt squad, that's a tough one to take.
That's a very tough one. Our coaches like challenged us this week because of the game last week, so we came out more physical and wanted to just play hard every play, and intensity was there.
And that's something I was going to ask you. Did the coaches kind of lay down the law in practice and say, look, you're going to have to step up and hit some people? Because I thought it was the most physical game of the year.
Yeah, one of the main focuses was just make sure you're going hard every play, bringing in the intensity. If you get knocked down one play, make sure you get back up and tell the guy you're coming right back. So that was a big focus on our team this week.
It was an interesting situation with the quarterbacks, wasn't it, with Mackenzie Adams and Chris Nixon. You know, they shuffled them in and out of there, and each guy was able to do a little bit of what he does best.
Yeah, we're trying to try something different and see to get the best out of both players. And so I think it worked pretty much. So I think I don't know if it's like we're going to keep doing it, but that's something we can look to in the future.
Mixed it up a little bit, a little trickery with the double reverse. You had to like that the football came your way.
Yeah, I did. So once I knew I got it, I knew it was a touchdown. I saw the end zone. I was like, I wasn't going to stop. So either I run through two people or dive with somebody, I was going to score.
And then the receiving touchdown back of the end zone had to get a little help from the replay official.
Yeah, I was hoping Coach Johnson at least throw the flag and get a replay because I knew I was in. I got a second try at the ball. The first time I caught it, the guy kind of knocked it out. Then I stayed with it and made sure my feet was down. And so I knew I had it, but I was just hoping they'll replay it.
And juggling the ball the whole way, that's a tough one to think about everything, catching the football and getting your feet down.
Yeah, just take total focus. It's just everything focused in every play, and the focus from other plays helped me focus on that play right there.
Sean, in the second half, it was a grinding it out sort of half, wasn't it? A lot of work done on the ground.
Yeah, I think we kind of came out a little slow in the second half, but we kind of started getting the intensity back, and then just we started kind of putting the defense on the island a little bit, so the offense just had to step up a little bit more. But I think we got it back towards the end of the fourth quarter, and just tough mistakes.
Those mistakes drive you crazy, don't you? A tough penalty with not enough men on the line of scrimmage, and then a turnover that's just a killer.
Yeah, most of the mental errors that would kind of get us. We can't really afford, no team really can afford mistakes like that. And so any little mistakes in the SEC can cause it big, big.
You scored a touchdown last year in Athens, two of them tonight. What is it about playing against your home state team, the Bulldogs?
I don't know. It's just something about this UGA. I don't know. I just when it came out, I had my focus on everything. I was just ready to play. I was in the film room studying plays, everything, just make sure that I would help my team win, do anything I can.
Well, good job by you tonight, and a tough loss for this team. I know you guys will bounce back, be ready for South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, we'll bounce back. I'm sure we're going to come out doing the same thing we did last week, just coming back and just practicing hard, going full go all the time, no plays off.
That's our Geico Player of the Game, Sean Walker.